Okay, we're looking at another bullish weekly close here, it seems. It seems like we're going to stay over this trend line and we're going to get another bullish weekly close. And if that happens, we're probably going to go into what's going to be the aggressive part of the bull market. And I think the big thing that people want to ask around the bullish part of the market is to make sure that your portfolios are actually looking very, very, very good. So today we're doing something quite different. What we're doing is we're getting a whole lot of the family from front runners. And what we're doing is we are fixing their portfolios live. What they've done is they've sent us their portfolios and we can look at their portfolios and we're going to look and help them make their portfolios ready for the next part of the bull market. I think if you watch the show, you're going to learn how to structure a crypto portfolio. You're going to learn all the questions that you need to ask when you're structuring a crypto portfolio. And you're going to see us selecting individual tokens for people and telling them what we think they're doing right and what we think potentially they're doing wrong. So if that interests you, I think you're going to have a lot of fun here with us today. Let's get the show on the road. I've always wanted to do this. I've always wanted to help people fix their portfolios because a lot of people always ask me, like, how can I make my portfolio ready? How can I make my portfolio ready? And it's quite tough, you know. So what I figured we'd do is I figured we'd get together with the fam, and the fam are people in our Frontrunners Discord group. We have a private Discord group. It's called the Frontrunners. It's where we share alpha with our community. It's where we share the early calls and also where we do portfolio fixes. If you want to join Frontrunners, if this interests you, what I recommend you do is just go to, let me go back here. So go to this over here. There is a Frontrunners link, as you can see. Join the Frontrunners, try it out for a month. If it doesn't work for you, then of course you can always back out. But I think that this is the best place where you can get amazing, amazing alpha. And as you can see, a lot of individual attention, like literally we're taking a whole lot of people's portfolios and we are setting them up for the bull market. So if this interests you, I mean, smash the like button. If not already subscribed to Banter Plus, subscribe to Banter Plus. Let's get the show on the road. Let's get going as quickly as possible. I want to talk about structuring the ultimate bull market portfolio. And I think it's super important that you do that now, because if we do break out here, there is a chance that we're going to go into the next leg of the bull market. And what you can see from the next leg of the bull market is that things are going to move really, really, really fast. I mean, just look at the bubbles here. Just look at how things are starting to move on a $300 move in the Bitcoin price. Just look at the Radium call, which we called on the show this week. And if you look at the next page, the Nosana call was an amazing, amazing, amazing call. Just look at that Nosana call. Hardis, can we switch off this little monitor over here? Yeah, let's switch off that. Let's switch off that back monitor over there, and let's get some aircon in here. It's boiling in here. It's boiling. It's so hot in here. So look at those calls. Those calls are unbelievable. It also shows you. It also shows you a good reason that you need to be in Frontrunners. I think what we're going to do today is we're going to build the ultimate portfolio. And a lot of people believe that you should have a lot of coins in your portfolio, but I want to show you a very simple approach to actually building a great crypto portfolio. Something that I use myself. So. Generally, when we look at a crypto portfolio makes up a part of your overall investment portfolio. What you want to make sure is you want to make sure that the part of your investment portfolio is responsible. So I know we're all extremely, extremely, extremely bullish in crypto, but we also know that crypto is highly risky. And that means that if the risks actually materialize like they have over time, then it could destroy your entire portfolio. If the reward materializes, it could mean that the small part of your portfolio could actually make life-changing money. So generally, when I'm structuring portfolios, I actually ask five questions in terms of structuring a portfolio. And I want to go through those questions with you guys. So the questions that I ask is, the first thing is, what percentage of your total investable assets does your crypto portfolio represent? Now, for different people, it will be different things, right? So like if you're young, and you've just started working and you don't have many responsibilities, you may have a big part of your portfolio. You may not have a lot of assets, and therefore a big part of your portfolio may be in your crypto portfolio because you can afford to take risks. If you're older and you've got family responsibilities, you can't put all your money into crypto, because if one of the risks materializes, like a Luna materializes and the market collapses, then you're going to be left with nothing. And so I always say that you should take a responsible percentage of your investable assets. And it's very difficult for me to tell you what a responsible percentage is. It's different for every single individual. And we'll talk to some individuals here today live, and we'll actually discuss with them what percentage it is. But just remember one thing, that with crypto, even if you put 20% of your total investable assets into crypto, And that 5X is, because that crypto is probably the only asset class that you've got that can 5X. That'll make up 100%. That'll double your total total portfolio, which is huge. The next question that I ask people is, what is the objective of your portfolio? What are you going to use the money for? Because if you don't know what the money is going to be used for, it's very, very, very difficult to structure a portfolio. Like, for example, if you say to me, look, the money is going to be used for me to pay my kids' school fees or my kids' college, I ask you, the first thing is, how old are your kids? Once I know what the objective of the portfolio is, I know how much risk I can take and I know how much time I've got to sort out the portfolio. So if you tell me, look, this portfolio is for my wife and I to go on vacation this year. And then you say to me, okay, it's the beginning of the year and I want to go on vacation at the end of the year. I know that I've got 12 months to make this portfolio work. That'll be a very different portfolio from a portfolio that is a much longer term portfolio. Also, the amount of risk that I can take on a portfolio that is for a vacation, which is a luxury item or a luxury versus a portfolio which is to pay rent, for example, then you can see that there's different needs for a portfolio. And so we always ask, what percentage of your total investable assets does your crypto portfolio represent? And then we'll always ask, what is the objective of the portfolio? What's the money actually going to be used for? Okay, then what is your investment horizon? Some people need something that's going to pay in the next 12 months. Others can afford to hold for 3 years or 4 years. So we always ask the question of, what is your investment horizon? Generally, if you're going to hold a portfolio, you want to hold it for at least 12 months. Anything under 12 months, I think, is much more trading than investing. Someone says, make your portfolios great again. This is exactly what the show is about. By the way, if you like this kind of show, destroy the like button. Also, yeah, destroy the like button. I mean, this was not really supposed to be a show. It was supposed to be a Zoom call with our front runners, but we just decided to have them here today, to have you guys here with us today. So we asked, the third question we ask is, what is your investment horizon? And again, I say, anything under 1 year, you're trading, you're not investing. If you're investing for over 1 year, that's when we start understanding what your investing horizon is. And the reason why we ask that is because there's some tokens that we want to put into an investment portfolio. But the thing is, we know that if we put them into an investment portfolio, they will take time to mature. Like, some narratives will just take time to mature. And like for example, there's a token called Pocket Network. I think Pocket Network is one of the best technological projects out there, right? But I don't think it's going to run in this cycle. So the question is, would I add it to a portfolio? I would only add it to a portfolio if I thought that that portfolio was a long-term portfolio. If I thought that that portfolio was a short-term portfolio, I wouldn't add Pocket Network to the portfolio. So super, super, super important that you align your tokens. Here we go. That you align your tokens with the time horizon that you actually want to invest. Okay, then we move on to the juicy questions. And the next question we ask is, how much risk are you willing to take in this portfolio? How important is this money for you? What will happen if you lose this money? What other money have you got? What responsibilities have you got? What commitments have you got? Like, for example, if you're using this portfolio to pay your rent, well, you probably shouldn't use your crypto portfolio to pay your rent. But let's just say that you are, you can't take a lot of risk, which means that I could probably put you into Bitcoin and Ethereum, maybe Solana, and I won't put you into meme coins. But if you say to me, look, I'm willing to take risk, I don't have many responsibilities, I'm young, then I'm going to say to you, okay, cool, let's go all in with this portfolio. Let's go 8, 9 out of 10. And then the last question that we ask, how much cash will you be needing along the way? And the reason for that is, we want to make sure that we don't get into a position where we need to cash our tokens and they are illiquid, or we need to cash our tokens, but there's a temporary slump in the market and we're forced to sell at a massive, massive, massive discount. So the question we ask, how much cash will you be needing along the way? Some of you don't want to admit it, but you got to pay taxes along the way. And so because you need to pay taxes, you need to be in pretty liquid tokens, right? Imagine needing to pay taxes and you can't be selling your portfolio. So these are the questions that we actually land up asking when we want to build a portfolio. And we've done that today with our front runners. I want to just get some of our front runners actually on stage with us today. Just give me one sec. Let me just bring them up here. So we have done that with our front runners. We've got 5 or 6 of the front runners community. And again, for those of you who don't know what front runners is our close family, our close Discord. It's where we post calls first. It's where we give more individual attention. If you want to join, you can try it out for a month. Just click here, try it out for a month. If you enjoy it, stay. If you don't enjoy it, you'll get your money back. Simple as that. Someone says fuck taxes. Yeah, but it's a reality. We all do have to pay taxes. And so simple, you need to keep asking those questions. So before you're starting any kind of portfolio, you need to be asking those questions. Now we're going to go into individual portfolios with individual people. And to do that, I'm not going to do it myself because I think I've got a great research team here. I want you to meet the research team. So this is Chris. Chris helps me with my shows. We've got Roofler here, who also helps me with the shows. You all know Kapoor. Kapoor, I see Kapoor is here. Kapoor is our charting master. The four of us today are going to be working with the front runners, and we're going to be analyzing people's portfolios. And I think what we should do is, let's see, is David of the World with us today, guys? Is David of the World with us today? Let's see. Is okay, David. I don't see David of the World. Let's move to Crypto Boxing. I see Crypto Boxing is actually here. So we've got Crypto Boxing with us. Boxing, welcome, my friend.
How you doing, mate? How you doing, guys? You're right.
Good. Where are you from?
I'm from Italy.
Amazing. So we've got an Italian here. So let's make a deal here. I'm going to fix your portfolio. When I come to Italy, you fix me a pizza. Is that a good deal?
That's for sure.
Amazing. All right. So let's quickly go through your portfolio. We're not going to show numbers. We're just going to show. We're just going to show people the actual coins that you're holding. I think the first question that we asked you is, what percentage of your total investable portfolio does this the crypto portfolio represent? You said this is 50% of your assets. So this is a very significant amount of your assets, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, good. What is the objective of the portfolio? What are you going to use the money for?
Yeah, actually, the first thing is to try to change my family life. So that's the way.
And what do you need to do? What do you need to do in particular? What do you need to do in particular?
In particular, to have funds to follow on with my work, to follow on with my projects and crypto as well.
So have funds to be able to take chances in life, to be able to invest, to be able to take some chances in life. Okay, cool. How much risk can you take? I mean, why I'm asking you this question is, if this is 50% of your portfolio and you've mentioned that you have a family, right? And you're saying that you can take 10 out of 10 risk, that means that you can, that you're willing to lose all this money. What will happen if you lose all the money?
Yeah, actually, not that much. I have some other chances to get money from.
Okay, so you do have other
the actual situation. That's the actual situation.
And you're going to be, will you need money from along the way? You say you don't need money along the way, and you basically have a 1 to 2 year investment horizon, which is what you told us. So with 1 to 2 years, 1 to 2 years, you're willing to take risk. I must say, I think 10 makes me a little bit uncomfortable because you have a family and because it's 50% of your funds. Yeah,
I think I put 7. I remember.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think 7 is a bit more reasonable here.
I think you should change the sheet. Isn't Crypto Boxing the ones that we
Sorry. There we go. Okay. Yeah, I see that. My bad. Okay. So we've got Crypto Boxing, 70% of your investment portfolio. Change the family stability. Out of 10, you wouldn't take 7 out of risk. Will you be needing some sort, a little percentage? What will you be needing money for? Like, what would you be using the money for?
Always for the family, something, but not for a daily life. Maybe something along the way to enjoy.
To enjoy. So it's enjoyment money, right?
Yeah.
Okay, amazing. And what is your investment horizon? How long will you be holding? End of the bull market. So let's say 18 months. Is that fair enough?
Yeah, if it is long like this, it's going to be better.
Okay, amazing. Sure. Okay, so let's look at your portfolio. I mean, generally, we believe that a portfolio should always have exposure to all the categories. It should have exposure to L1s. It should have exposure to DeFi, Deepin, even some memes along the way. I see that at face value, you seem to have a good mix of tokens in your portfolio. You've got meme coins. You've got 25% of your money in stable coins, which is good for opportunities. You've got currently 12% of your portfolio is in meme coins. You've got 32% in layer ones, which is seems to be okay. You've got AI. You've got about 6% in AI. DeFi. You've got about 8%. So generally, I would say that you've got quite a healthy mix of narratives. Guys, any comments about the mix of narratives that he's got?
I like it. I mean, every time I'm trying to build a portfolio, I'm trying to cover most of those established narratives because you have to have exposure in all of them. We saw how quickly those rotations tend to happen. So you must be positioned in such a way that you get advantage of it.
I agree. Do you think, Chris, do you think that 22% of in stablecoins at this stage of the game is too much stablecoins? Like, we're going into the last part of the bull market, or we think our narrative is that we're going into the last part of the bull market. Do you think that by now you should be more fully deployed or less, or you, are you comfortable holding 25% in cash?
I think it's actually a lot of stablecoins for this period in time.
I agree.
Somehow we've been stagnating for a couple of months, so you still have time to deploy. But I think this time won't last for long. So at any day, we might have a pump or a continuation or a second leg up. So you must be deploying right now because otherwise you risk to leave those stable coins sidelined, and you don't want that.
Yeah. So again, I mean, it all depends on your thesis. Hardis, can we remove the comment just so we can see crypto boxing? So, boxing. This comes down to your specific outlook on the market. If you think that we're about to go into the aggressive next part of the market, you want to be a little bit more deployed. If you think that there's a dip coming, then you want to hold on to stable coins. So this comes to what you're doing. Personally, I'm a little bit more deployed than you are, to be honest. I've got more. I'm much more in the market. I'm about 90% in the market. I'm about 10% in stables at the moment. That's the one thing that's making me feel a little bit uncomfortable. So I'm gonna mark that with an orange here. Okay. Next thing that's making me feel a little bit uncomfortable here: no Bitcoin whatsoever. Right? Is there a reason why you're not holding Bitcoin? Knowing that there's inflation coming, knowing that there's there's definitely inflation coming, gold is at all-time highs. What's your reason for not holding any Bitcoin?
It's only a matter of access. I would like to raise that. That's it. This is a percentage, but like the total portfolio in value is not that big. So I prefer to allocate more and waiting for the out season like coming. Mm.
Okay.
Or something so, outperforming Sol is a pretty good bet on the 22%, I think.
Yes. Okay. So let's look at your individual plays here. So when I look at the L1s, you've got a good mix of L1s here. Very cool mix of L1s. In terms of your allocation to L1s, you've got about 35% of your money in L1s. That sounds pretty good for an aggressive portfolio. The one thing that caught me here was that you don't have any L1s with new technology. When I say that, if I look at the mix of L1s that you've got here, you've got Solana, which is last season. You've got Phantom, which is two cycles ago. You've got Injective, which is two cycles ago. You've got Casper, which is last cycle, maybe this cycle, and Near, which is last cycle. So the one thing when I look at this portfolio, I say all of these are the well-known L1s, and you haven't got new technology. You haven't taken a bet on new technology, unless maybe you could say maybe Phantom, because Phantom is launching Sonic, right?
Yeah.
So personally, I would maybe look to put a little bit of Sui and App or Aptos into this portfolio. Guys, what are your thoughts when you look at the L1s?
I agree with this. I mean, new technology, and especially this cycle, we had the tokens like Sui, Aptos, Arweave being really solid or with good fundamentals, and having exposure in such a new technology, it might be a great idea.
You think it's better to move some Sol in that, or because actually I've been aside with Sui and Aptos, so they moved, and in this moment, in this actual moment, Sol seem very strong.
I must agree with you. I think that that's look, I'm very 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 heavy in Sol. It looks like Sol's going to break out. I wouldn't touch my Sol position. In fact, I love this position of 25% in Solana. I love it, especially because I see that you've got Jupiter here. I'll give you some advice around this Jupiter. Jupiter is a very, very, very high market cap token, right? It's a $10 billion or $15 billion fully diluted. Let's just quickly just look at Jupiter. So Jupiter has a fully diluted market cap of $10 billion, right?
Yeah.
I would prefer to put some to break that up into Jupiter plus Radium. And the reason why I say Jupiter plus Radium is the much smaller market cap token, which is actually much more used, right? So what I would do is I'd say, okay, look, you've got 5%. You've got Radium here, which has a fully diluted market cap of $1.8 billion. So slightly better. Look, it has had a run, I'll be honest. We picked it up.
I was trying to do that, but actually Radium just pumped as a half.
Yeah. So, the other one that I don't see here is Drift. And the reason why I say Drift is because you want to be highly exposed to Solana. I think that's very smart. Yeah. But where's the money going to be made? For me, the money is going to be made on spot and perpetuals, right? And you don't have exposure here to Solana perpetuals at all. So you don't have So one is Drift, and what's the other one we called the real world asset one that we spoke about this week on the show?
Parcel.
I would include some exposure to derivatives. I'm struggling here with the fact that you don't have any kind of derivatives exposure, and I'm struggling here with this Jupiter position where I can't see Jupiter doing a 5x. You know, like for Jupiter to do a 5x, you're talking about $50 billion market cap, which is five times the market cap of Uniswap. I don't think that's going to happen. And so,
which is the best product for you, Jupiter or Radium? Because I feel very uncomfortable with Radium as a UX fact, and I'm struggling in deploying money in some products that I don't feel.
So remember one thing. Remember that a lot of the time when you do a swap on Jupiter or when you do a swap on any other platform or through a wallet, you're going on Radium anyway. So you know, remember. So again, I'm not telling you that. All I'm saying is, for this to do 2x or 3x. I mean, okay, for Jupiter to do a 2x means adding the entire market cap of Aptos, right?
Yeah, so
look, Jupiter is amazing. It's an amazing. I love Jupiter. I just can't put it into my portfolio because it's at a 10. It's five times the valuation of Radium. Then, Then the other thing is, I don't see perpetuals exposure in this portfolio, which is for me. I would like to see some perpetuals exposure in this portfolio.
Drift and Parcel.
Drift or Parcel. Guys, any other suggestions in terms of how we can get exposure to perpetuals?
On Solana.
Yeah, on Solana. I think for now those two are the best ones until something like Hyperliquid comes out.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. I see you've also got two nice plays in real world assets. You've got Pendle. You've got actually three players. You've got Pendle, Axelar, and Pendle, Axelar, and Clearpool, which I think are very, very, very good. In fact, in general, I really like this portfolio. Cetus, which is a low allocation, but if Sui works, then Cetus will do really well.
Render, yeah, this was my exposure to Sui, actually, because it doesn't run. Yeah. It's more liquid.
I love the fact that you've got, I would say, 5 to 10% into meme coins. You've got about 12. I think it's on the realm of acceptable. Rufla, what do you think of the meme coins specifically here?
Yeah, I do think these are safe enough, and it's a good mix of medium and high market cap ones. Well, I don't see a lot other maybe than the dog emoji is like those very low cap, you know, like if you're going to be a meme coins, you're taking big bets, so you might as well go big. So I would add to that just smaller, maybe some smaller meme coin exposure, because you do have some big caps there and some medium ones. But other than the dog emoji, which I do think is a good one, I'll probably try to get more exposure to that.
Yeah, and then one more thing I see specifically around gaming, you've got Prime, which is Echelon Prime, which is really good. I've also got a position, but you're quite light on gaming, given the fact that we think that there's going to be a bit of a gaming run. I'm not a gamer, so my portfolio is also gaming light.
And I've been working in a project in the last bull run as a marketing manager, so I've been exposed pretty heavy on gaming. But actually, I got in the last part of the bull market, so I got big wrecked. And I was waiting for some confirmation. That's okay. It. I've been very, very, very committed to gaming, and this is my portfolio with no gaming with this.
You still have some dry powder, and considering the fact that gaming has took a hit, serious hit, so it might be a good time to be taking a look at this narrative.
Yeah, I would. I mean, if you want to go with the safer gaming plays, I would go with things like Beam. I think right now Beam is my favorite gaming infrastructure play. You know, that Beam is for me one of the good ones. If you want to go with a smaller gaming play, Rufler, you had one the other day that you mentioned to us on Solana. There was a gaming thing that you like, highly risky, but you said it was pretty good.
Oh, the Neon Heroes on Solana.
Neon Heroes, yeah.
But it's a game.
It's a game. It's not studio.
If you want studio. Superverse is not bad. It's, I think, just that 1.5 billion fully diluted. Starting to feel a bit heavy in my, I mean, I love it, but it's just starting to feel a little bit heavy in my opinion.
What do you think about Vulcan Forge? Is it coming back or?
I don't know enough. To be honest, I hold a small bag and I've been meaning to phone the guys at Vulcan Forge this week to try and just find out what the hell's going on there and why this thing's not coming back. The market doesn't like it for some reason. We've got to find out why the market doesn't like it. I mean, if you look at the chart of PYR, it's a scary chart. I mean, let's just quickly go through the chart. Yeah, so.
It's down the bear market lows, literally, at the bear market lows.
Yeah, the market doesn't like this. What we'll do is we'll actually give them a call this week and we'll let you know exactly what we think. But listen, otherwise, I've got to be honest, decent portfolio, better than most that I've seen. I think, you know, little tweaks here and there. Again, up to you whether you want to start deploying the cash now or wait for a dip. Personally, I've got less cash than you. But I think that's a very good portfolio, brother.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, brother, you owe me a pizza. Yeah, you owe me a pizza in Italy.
A pasta as well. No worries. I'm a cooker.
Amazing. Listen, much love, brother. Much love, and good to see you. I hope you're enjoying your Front Runners experience. I really do.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Thank you very much. Thank you. Cool. Take care.
Soon. All right, guys. Just remember, everything we say here is not financial advice. We're just literally speaking to our community and trying to help our community as much as we can. It's obviously not financial advice. Let's go to Brett. I know Brett's been here for a while. Brett, how are you, sir?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good, man. All right, so good. Where are you from, Brett?
South Africa, man. I'm up the road from you.
You should have come into office. We could have done this here at the office. I don't know why you. Come visit us. All right, so let's go into questions. So 40% of your total investable assets. Just quickly, do you have kids? Do you have a wife? Do you have responsibilities?
I've got a beautiful wife and two young boys, 9 and 11 years old. Yeah.
Okay, and just what is your income generating capacity? Like, do you work? Like, what do you do? What do you do when you're not cryptoing?
That's a bit of a sensitive matter. I got retrenched at the end of March, but they're trying to keep me going. So I'm on a 6-month contract, which expires now, but I've got another 6 months.
What did you do?
I work for a big company that designs medical equipment, and I design the hospitals that the equipment goes into to make sure that, you know, everything flows properly and everything works.
Are you an engineer, or what is your profession?
I'm construction project manager, but I've been working in healthcare for the last 10 years, so that's my passion. But obviously, crypto is my other passion, and I actually want to branch into that a little bit more.
Okay, so you want to immigrate? That's what you're saying. You want to immigrate?
I do. Yeah, we want to go to Oz. Eh?
You want to go to Oz? You need a lot of money to set up in Oz. You need a lot of money, right?
Yeah, that's why my portfolio is as big as it is. Eh?
Okay, and what's your time horizon? How long are you going to hold this for?
So 50% I'd like to hold or at least try and make some money in the next 1 to 2 years, right? Mm-hmm. So we can relocate, we can actually settle down, we can get the boys into school and just, you know, settle down. And then, you know, I want to do this long term as well. So the other 50% I want to hold for, I'd say, 3 to 10 years. See how it goes.
All right, cool. So let's dig into your portfolio. First of all, I mean, I'm just saying off the bat, you have a lot of tokens in your portfolio.
Oh god, there's 15 coins that didn't make the list, but I didn't think they were worthy to put on there.
Wow, you've got a lot of coins in your portfolio. You have a very small exposure to meme coins. You have a very small exposure to meme coins. You've got about 5%, which is good. Let's go into L1s. In your L1 allocations. you have about 70% of your portfolio is in L1s. And if I include L2s, because I actually call the L2s L1s, you've got 71% of your portfolio into L1s. That's conservative, right? So, and I must say, I don't think it's the worst thing that I've ever seen, but you're not going to shoot the lights out in terms of returns. Now, what do I mean by this? I mean that you have a family, you've been retrenched. I would err on the side of caution sitting here. And that's why I think a portfolio that's 70% in L1s actually does err on the side of caution, which is, for me, that's like, cool. You know what? Like, if I was retrenched and I had a responsibility to my kids and I wanted to get them to Australia, I think I would stay, I don't know if I'd stay 70, maybe 60, but again, I think this is a good place to be. I love the fact that you're 21% in Sol. It shows that you've got a lot of conviction, right? What it also shows though, you're 21% in Sol. Boxing is 22% in Sol. I'm 25 to 30% of my portfolio in Sol. Chris, what of your portfolios in Sol?
I don't know the exact percentage, but it's close to 20%.
Kapoor, for sure. What's yours?
25, more than, yeah, around 25.
So this is a lesson. I mean, what you can see is that about 25% of everyone's portfolio is in Sol, which means that, you know, that could be a barrier to Sol actually going up. Because if everybody's got 25% of their portfolios in Sol, it means the Sol trade may be a bit of a crowded trade, right? So, but you've got good, look, you've got Phantom, which I like. You've got Injective, which I like. Let me quickly share it with everybody. Casper, which I like. You've got Near, which I like. You've got Spec. Spec, I don't know. Yeah, Spec I'm mixing portfolios. Hold on, I'm mixing portfolios. So you've got Bitcoin 12%. You got 21% in Solana. You got 12% in Bitcoin. I think that's great. 3% in ETH. Look, I know why you got it. You're emotionally attached, bro.
No, I'm not. I actually got rid of 2/3 of my ETH last week. I put it into Sui, Drift, and a little bit into, I think, Cetus.
So look, a lot of us have done that. I've done that as well. I think don't sell the rest of your ETH. You know why? Because you're going to kick yourself if ETH does turn around. So I think keep some exposure, which looks amazing. I love the fact that you've got 5% in Sui, 4.5% in Phantom. These are the new technologies. You're taking a bet on new L1 technology. So Phantom, Sui, new L1 technology, amazing. Arweave, just great tech. Casper, new L1 technology. Say, cool. I don't know. I must say I love your L1 exposure. I love your L1 exposure. I don't really see the point of having 0.5% of my portfolio in anything. Just because, like, what are you trying to achieve there? If AVAX doubles, it becomes 1% of your portfolio. Like, yeah. I like to take much more concentrated bets. Guys, what do you see? When you see the L1s here and you see the L1 exposure here, what do you guys see here?
I think it's a lot. Maybe too much L1s. You can't be focused on all of them. In general, I personally think that you don't have to hold 30 tokens, 40 tokens because you can track all of them. So maybe too much of an L1 here, but also regarding that 0.50%, I think that belongs to a meme in terms of portfolio allocation, not for an L1. But I would say you can convert those into the L1s that you have more conviction.
I must say, I don't see the point in holding 0.5% of your portfolio in anything else but a meme. Like, I just think, you know, what are you trying to achieve? You're trying to take the best bets that you actually have. This to me feels emotional. This to me feels like you can't let go. You want some exposure. You know, it's like, you know, you know what it's like? It's like when you've got your ex's SMSs on your phone, right? And you just can't get yourself to delete them. Right? So like, just delete them, bro. Just, do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, it's over, bro. It's over. Just delete them. It's finished. Like, cut it.
You know what this is? This is a combination of a year's worth of like putting in money here and there and here and there. And you can see the bigger percentages are the ones where I've got more conviction in. But I haven't had the heart to get rid of the others because I'm at a loss on those. So
yeah, who cares? Who cares if you're at a loss? Take your money now and put your money now. The fact that you're at a loss is an emotional thing that everyone here goes through. I've got a lot of those, right? Like, I've got a lot of tokens where I'm emotionally attached to them. I've made a decision that I'm going to cut them because they're never going to come back. You know, one of them that I've got is Algorand. And I'm so far down on the fucking Algorand trade. But actually, I've made a decision that tomorrow I'm going to cut it. Tomorrow, yeah. I'm cutting the Algorand. I'm putting the money into Popcat. I've decided. I'm switching Algorand into Popcat. Okay? I may be the biggest idiot in the world, but remember, the market doesn't remember this shit. Okay? So,
yeah.
I think let's agree that we're going to cut down these 0.5% rats. And I call them rats and mice because that's what they are, the rats and mice. And concentrate them in the bets that you really believe in. Because, you know, you're going to kick yourself. If AVAX doubles, you're going to kick yourself. You're going to say, oh, yeah. But it's not going to double. So don't worry. AVAX not doubling. Arbitrum's not doubling. So forget about
it. I'm kicking myself about Radium because Radium, I'm up like 300%. But I can't bring myself. I bought it at like 35 cents. Now we're sitting at $3 to 35 cents.
And you, like, and you're still only 0.5% of your portfolio.
I know, right? So I actually went on Friday. I said to my wife, I'm taking the rest of the shit and I'm putting it into Radium.
You should have done that. But you see, again,
I should have done that. I know, right?
I don't like these 0.5% bets, because the reason why I don't like them is exactly because of your Radium such story. Like, yeah, you're taking a 0.5% bet, even if it doubles, okay, it's not do things, back your winners, bro. Back the winners. Choose the ones that you love and back your winners. That's what I would do. Guys, any other comments on Brett's portfolio? So it's got like a Link, Perth, Ondo, got some nice percentage to real world assets, Pendle. What's, bro, why are you holding on to Filecoin? What's your thesis?
I don't have one. I ask myself that question every week too.
Get the fuck out. Okay. There's no reason to hold Filecoin. Nothing's ever going to happen there. It's dead. It just goes down and down and down. It's not even participating in this bull market. Just get the fuck out of Filecoin.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question? 100%. And I don't want to dig. You know, I'm gonna get some of the traders off here just for a second, because this is gonna be like a man to man. Guys, I'm gonna bring you in a sec. Just gotta ask him a man to man question, bro. Like, do you have attachment issues, bro? Do you have like problems letting go, like in your relationships? Did you ever like problems letting go, bro?
Not in my relationships, no. But with my coins, maybe. Especially when I'm making a loss, bro.
Yeah, you need to. You need to learn to let go, bro. You need to learn to let go. You're holding a lot. Back your winners. Have 15 to 20 coins. You don't need 400 coins. Back 15 to 20 coins. All these ones that are not doing anything, Filecoin, I don't see any reason in the world to be holding that token, unless you think that one day they're going to become the decentralized Dropbox or whatever you think they're going to become. I don't see the reason to hold 0.5%, 0.5%, 0.5%. Take two of them. Concentrate your portfolio. If it does run, you'll have concentrated risk. If it doesn't, Roofler, Chris, what do you think? Any other advice for Brett? You guys have seen his portfolio. I like his portfolio. I just think he's got too many tokens.
Yeah, I do agree. He does have quite a bit of tokens, and it can be quite hard to keep track of all of it. The two tokens also would like to mention that I see in his portfolio that I've got big problems with. I like the platforms, but you've got ARB and you've got OP tokens. The reason I've got a big problem with these tokens and why I hold none of them is because they give out a lot of grants in the form of these tokens. So there's this constant sell pressure. That's sort of what destroyed Atom at one point. And these two projects, specifically Arbitrum and Optimism, they do give out a lot of grants in OP tokens. So my exposure to these ecosystems comes in things like Velodrome or Camelot. Other projects within the ecosystem, because I can't bring myself to buy, for example, these two projects. Even though I do like Optimism as a platform, I do like Arbitrum. It's just there's a lot of sell pressure that comes from tokens just being given out. That's all I would say.
Very, 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 very good insight. Very, very, very good insight, bro. This is like invaluable. Invaluable insight. So yeah, Brett, that's what I would do. That's what we think you should do. It's up to you. It's obviously not financial advice. It's been amazing having you on. Bro, just run me through your front runners experience. How's it been being in front runners?
It's been incredible, Ryan. I think, you know, when we have green days, it's awesome. Everybody joins together and we rejoice together. But I think it's been more valuable to me on the red days. You know, when you get that work done and my wife looks at me and says, what the hell is going on? Because I got her into crypto too. It's the only reason I'm allowed to spend so much time doing what I like to do. I got her into it. So I can go to front runners. I can see, okay, this is going on, this is going on, this is going on. And, you know, it just puts your mind at ease. You know, amazing. Nothing's going to go to zero at the end of the day, you know?
Listen, brother, I'm going to send you much love. I see there's so many people here that need this. So we're going to carry on here. So sending you much love. And listen, pop into the office, bro. I'd love to meet you in person.
That would be amazing, man. Thank you.
Cool, man. All right, let's go to Sujendra. Now, this is going to be interesting because it's sujendra.eth. So now we're dealing with a .eth, gentlemen. This is a .eth. We're dealing with a .eth here. We have to be very careful. How's Sujendra? Where are you from, sir?
Originally from Sri Lanka, but living in Singapore now.
Okay, amazing. So
I ran briefly at the Front Runners Party at...
I think I remember it.
Sands. Yes, briefly, yeah.
Okay, so let's quickly go through the basics here. This is 70% of all your investable assets. This is a big part of your investable assets. Almost sounds a little bit irresponsible to have 70% of all your investable assets in crypto, but you know, I'm not going to tell you what to do. What is the objective? Long-term investment, maybe a property purchase eventually. You wouldn't take a risk of 8 out of 10. You don't need any cash, and you're willing to hold this investment for a long, long, long time. So here we can take amazing, amazing, amazing long-term bets with your money here. Okay, let's quickly look at your L1 exposure. So in your L1 exposure, you have Solana and Bitcoin, Solana ETH and Bitcoin. Okay, .eth. I mean, we should have known, .eth. 70% of your portfolio is in L1s. Conservative, but okay. Like, I'm happy to live with it. Like, conservative, but okay. Then you got 3% of your portfolio in AI. You've got 5% of your portfolio in DeFi. You've got 6% of your portfolio in Deepin. Or no, probably just 6%, 5.92%. And then if I look at your meme coin exposure, you've got about 10% of your thing. And you've got some other rats and mice. You've got like 0.1 in gaming. So, I mean, the first question that comes to mind is, do you not believe in gaming as a narrative? Or, I mean, like, what do you think? You know, you don't believe in gaming as a narrative?
I do. It's just that, I held sort of Immutable X at one point this cycle, but then sold out of that. I had PYR, sold out of that. I haven't really sort of put much effort into that area.
You're not a gamer. Feel like you're a gamer. Okay, so no. You're the same as me. I have the same problem in my portfolio. And respect, like, you don't have to invest in every category. All right, Chris and Rufla, what do you guys think at face value when you look at this portfolio? What's the first thing that comes to mind?
At first glance, I must say that I would add some trading platforms to this portfolio because I only see one DEX, and I think it's not enough, considering that the whole activity relates to trading, and yeah, that's the first thing I will do.
Amazing.
Okay.
Yeah, no trading, you got no derivatives. Yeah, looks quite scary, bro. Like there's no Cetus, there's no Jupiter, there's no Radium, there's none of that. There's no Drift. Feels like it might be a little bit of a hole in your portfolio. I won't lie to you. It feels like it could be a slight hole in the portfolio. What else, guys? I think you're overexposed to ETH, but I mean, you got a dot ETH. You got a dot ETH name, bro. So it's hard for me to say you're overexposed when. You're slightly overexposed to ETH, but then again, it's a personal opinion. I mean, if you believe in ETH, you got a dot ETH. Rufla, what do you think, sir?
That portfolio was, that percentage was even bigger actually earlier. So I sold a bunch of my ETH. So it's already
well done.
It's still quite high, I guess.
Well, one thing I really like that you've done, so because when I first looked at your memes, I had sort of thought about the same thing as with the first portfolio we checked, and I was thinking it's too many of the big ones, which they're the safer bets, but that's not where you're going to find your crazy multiples. But I do like what you did with Deepin, which you did exactly that. So with Deepin, you've got like some of the, like Render is a big one. Ivemapper, you could argue, yes, is sort of like an established one at least. And then you've got the two like DGEN picks, like Ycrypt and Natix. So you did do that with the Deepin. Maybe it's a category you're more in tune with. But yeah, that's what I would say. Even though your memes, in my opinion, is like too big of meme coins, that personally is not why I play in. In Deepin, you did a nice balance there. So you got your moonshots with Ycrypt and Natix, and then you've got like the more sort of safer ones. I do like that.
Mm.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. When I look at your memes, I don't see enough small moonshot memes. I think if you like Rufla says, you know, if you're playing memes, you got to play the game. The game of memes is invest some 10,000, like small market cap memes. and hit some and try and score some goals there. You know, like you want like some more of those. I would personally do that. Generally, I like your portfolio a lot. I think it lacks a little bit of trading meta, and it lacks a little bit of derivatives meta. But otherwise, I mean, I can't like floor any of these. Like, I think very, very, very cool portfolio.
Okay, great. And on the DEXs and trading, it should be probably weighted towards Solana DEXs and trading.
You see, I mean, Solana's had a good run. And, you know, as we mentioned, 25% of all of our portfolios are in Solana already. So, you know, how much more is left in Solana? But Solana is this cycle's darling, you know? So, yeah, Solana's good. I think Sui might be very good. If you want to take a chance on Aptos, it might be very good. Just like, remember, we're trading value here. And I don't see any value trading here at all. You know, like, you've got a little bit of exposure to DeFi. I mean, ThoughtChain, you could say, is trading, but it's more cross-chain trading. So I would look to maybe put some trading platforms in if you were missing some.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, brother. Thank you so much.
Great. Thanks.
Cool. All right. Let's see. So we got that. Next one I'm going to go to is Based Degen Crypto. So how are you, sir?
Hi, everyone. I'm good.
Oh, where are you from, sir?
Singapore.
Okay, fuck, it's very late at night for you. What is it, like 12 at night, yeah, 1 in the morning?
Yeah.
1 in the morning, bro, 1 in the morning. Okay, you really want your portfolio sorted. So, all right, 50% of your total, 50% of your total allocation. What is the, I changed this by mistake. What was the purpose of your portfolio? Why did you set up this portfolio?
It's to basically retire, I guess.
Okay, but you look young. I mean, you shouldn't be thinking about retirement. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 30.
I got lots of years until retirement, at least 50 years.
This whole portfolio for me is to actually gain enough capital to put it somewhere stable where I can generate passive income.
Okay, you want to generate income. Okay, cool. Okay, and you're saying your investment horizon is 1 to 2 years. Let's look at your portfolio quickly. So your L1 allocation is about, if I remember correctly, 50%. You've got majority in Solana, 30% in Solana, Aptos. Interesting that you've got it all in Aptos and nothing in Sui, which is pretty interesting for me. You've got some AI, some gaming, big in Super, like big in Super. One gaming play, all or nothing, boom or bust. Okay, let's start. I'll help you, but let's start with Chris and Rufla. What do you guys think? Face value.
Yeah, did you get in early in Super, or how it happened that you were holding?
I got in Super at about 25 or 30 cents, I think. So okay, it just blew up. I haven't sold any position yet. So
okay, so let me give you some advice. You never know what's going to happen. And even the best tokens in the world who could actually collapse. I mean, I thought that Luna would never collapse, and Luna collapsed and left me high and dry. You've got 16% of your portfolio now in gaming. You've got it in one token. The first bit of encouragement that I'd give you, or advice that I'd give you, is start putting it into other gaming tokens. Maybe you won't get the same performance as Super, but you will sleep better at night if something happens to Super, right? So
okay,
yeah. I would mix that between like some big ones and some small ones, like some of them like Beam, and maybe if you want Immutable X, and then I'd go into some smaller ones and just create a little gaming portfolio where that's 16% of your portfolio. I would still keep some in Super. I just don't think that you should have 16% of your entire crypto portfolio in one token. I think that's
sense.
And it was not because I don't like Super. I like Super, but I don't know. It just feels like kind of weird.
All right. Makes sense.
Yeah. What else do you guys see here?
I see a lot of AI projects, but also a lot of 0.5% allocations. So
yeah, because I entered that late and they just dropped all the way down now. So the allocation is very small.
I think, look, you don't have any trading in your portfolio. I don't see any trading platforms in your portfolio again. So like no trading at all, no DEXs, no derivatives, no nothing in your portfolio. I see Kapoor's back. I see his back here, bro. Hello, bro.
Hey, sorry. My internet, no, I don't know what happened to it.
No problem, bro. Okay, so I don't see any trading platforms in your portfolio, which is kind of scary for me. Like I'm looking at this, I'm going, why has this guy got no trading platforms in his portfolio, you know?
So yeah. For me, right, I'm actually thinking to swap my Injective and Tia to Sui, and then maybe 10% of Sol to Radium and Drift.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
And then of course, like you said, Super, right? I'll break that up into different gaming coins as well.
Yes, guys, what do you think of the idea of selling Celestia, selling Injective, buying Sui, and then you also using some, taking some Sol and selling some Sol and putting it into some of the trading platforms?
I would sell some of it. I wouldn't sell all of it.
Okay.
Maybe you wouldn't sell all of Sol, right?
I would still want exposure to something like Celestia for the remainder of the cycle or Injective. So that's why I'm saying I wouldn't like sell all of it, but I would try to get some exposure to something like Sui.
Mm. And then, yeah, I mean, if I look at your meme coin exposure, you've only got big memes. And again, like GOAT, you got 6% of your portfolio in GOAT. GOAT's almost at $1 billion market cap, depending on the day. Why don't you take a little bit of that and allocate it to the ones that can still 10x or 100x, right? Because like GOAT to 10x, it would make it the biggest meme on the market, right?
Yeah.
So you know, it seems like you probably got in pretty early. That's how you managed to pick up 6.38%, right?
Yeah, very, very early.
At some point, take some profit, bro.
Yeah, I took profit already. This is my moon bag.
Yeah, and if I look at OM, I mean, again, I love OM, but do you need to have 6% of your portfolio in OM, or should you? Because that's also had a good run. It's got a $1.5 billion market cap now, right? So do you need to have 6%, or can you maybe start allocating, reduce to 5%, and then allocate that other money somewhere else, right?
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah, guys, any other comments? Okay, brother. So look, yeah. Obviously, if you need more help, let us know in the Discord. Just question: how are you finding your front run experience, bro?
I find front runners really very good because I've been doing crypto alone or maybe with a few friends, right? But in front runners, it's a whole community, and I feel it's what everybody needs in crypto.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we want, guys. If you want to sign up to front runners, here's the link. You can see how personal we get with our family. I mean, these guys are our family. We'll be here. There's probably like five more people that will be here till the very last one. I promise you, we'll do every single one of your portfolios today. All right, brother. We'll see you soon. We'll see you. Thank you. Ciao, ciao. All right. So amazing, amazing, amazing. Another one done. Let's go to. I'm just pairing up the names with the people because I see that the people. If your name is not the same name as your Discord name, can you change your name? Because then I know you're here. Like I can see Muno. I can see Muno's here. Muno, how are you, brother? I think you've muted. I can't unmute you. You need to unmute yourself.
Yeah. Hi, can you hear me?
Where are you from, sir?
From Colombia, South America.
Which city in Colombia?
Barranquilla. I was wishing because 2 years ago, the government was pushing to bring Formula One here. And they miss it. And I was thinking, like, if they get that formula, that track, I will meet Ren here. But no, he didn't get.
I'll come and visit because I love Colombia. I really do. I love Colombia. I love Colombia. To me, it's one of the favorite. I've been there. I've spent a lot of time in Colombia. It was really, really fun. I spent some time in Cartagena at the beach. The most beautiful people I ever saw.
Yeah,
the most beautiful people I've ever seen. Let's go through your portfolio. Your portfolio scares me, bro. 100% of your assets or of your investable assets are in crypto.
Yes. Yes, it's because since like 7 months ago, I went like in a bad situation. And I had a diversified portfolio. And I start like taking from the other ones and leaving this one because I know that this is the most risky, I understand. But when you have, like, if I let the most conservative, it will be very difficult to get out.
Okay, but I'll tell you what the problem is. It's 100% of your assets, and you want to take all the risk you can take. Like, that's gambling, bro. That's gambling. I got to be honest. That's gambling, bro.
Yes, yes, I understand. Yeah, now watching the three before, I understood that was too much risky. That's not good.
So let's say the first thing we're going to do is we're going to try and reduce the risk profile of your portfolio because, I don't encourage anyone to have 100% of the investable assets in crypto. Even though you're young and you seem like you can still generate income, it just seems a little bit like It's, you know, like have a property, have some equity. Like it just feels like you know, if you're putting 100% of all your money in crypto and we go through a bear market, then that's it. You're destroyed. That's it. Gone.
I was destroyed like in the cycle before.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So now let's look at your portfolio. I mean, the first thing that I see here when I look at the portfolio is no Bitcoin.
Yep.
I mean, that talks very well to the high risk, but I think we're going into a high inflation cycle. I would love to see some Bitcoin exposure in this portfolio just because, you know, Bitcoin's going to perform. It is the best performer. Then you've got Sui, Arweave, Injective, Near Protocol. Then you've got a D-Bridge, which is the bridge. I love the bridge, but I think 11%, that's your biggest bag, bro. It's Pendle is your biggest bag. I think 11% in one project seems high. I don't know. Guys, what do you think when you look at this portfolio? What do you see?
I will not call it necessarily risky because of the tokens that he's holding, but what I'm looking at is the meme coins that he's holding, only PolitiFi memes, and this might be an actual risk because of the elections and what happens afterwards.
It's a short term. I have a short term position only because of the elections. I'm just, that's the move. It's just because of the elections. I have like a bread, I have Punky, and I just take the decision that until the elections, I think I was wary the first time when Kamala came on, and I just thought like, now it seems like Trump is very far to get the elections. So it will
bro,
be a
you like risk. You like risk. I can smell it, bro. You like risk. You thrive on risk. I mean, you know, this is like going to the casino and going red or black, and you're just hoping that Trump's going to win. And if not, you're wiping out 8% of your portfolio if Trump doesn't win. Like, that's it. Poof. One day. Now, like, remember, like, we're all crypto bros, and we all think we think that Trump's going to win. But there's a good chance that Kamala is actually going to win this election. Don't think that just because our Twitter feed says it's Trump, 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 that's the Twitter algorithm playing into stuff that you like. And if you were a Kamala supporter, the Twitter algorithm would play into Kamala stuff. And so, I think Chris is very right. Like, bro, 10% of your portfolio is on Donald Trump winning this election, eh?
Let's hope that 5th of November Trump gets elected, but I can reconsider before that. That's what I'm here.
Yeah. It's interesting, this portfolio. No Solana exposure, eh?
I am thinking like maybe Solana, if it pumps, it will get like, let's see, for example, 1,000 I think that is a pretty number for this bull cycle. And I think that maybe Sue is the one that is behind. So maybe if both get a good pump, I think that Sui will do more X like than Solana.
Let me ask you a question. What if Solana pumps so hard that people say we don't need a second Solana killer, and then Sui goes to zero? Just giving you, I mean, I don't think it's going to happen, but I'm just giving you that kind of scenario, right? If I look at the portfolio here, there's very little here with actual adoption, except your Thorchain has good adoption at the moment. D-Bridge has reasonable adoption, but it's a very small token. It's very and Injective and Arweave. I would like to see more adoption. So choose Bitcoin, Solana, Bitcoin, and Solana. I want to see more adoption. I want to see you spreading your risk a little bit here. I think you're trying to take too much risk. My feeling is when I look at this that you love risk. And I don't know, unless you got balls of steel, the problem is that, you know, if these risks don't play out and this is 100% of your investment portfolio, I don't know. I'd like to see a little bit more. I'd like to see a little bit more diversification here. Rufla, what do you think? And Kapoor, what do you think?
I think it's too much. I think it's too much, 100% for sure. You have to diversify, plus the Trump thing as well. MAGA, Trump, like that's a lot because you've got only 1 week. And if Trump doesn't win, then what's going to happen is What happened with Biden? Like Biden and all of those things literally went to zero. And no one knows them. So.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I would diversify. I think your tokens are very good. Diversify a little bit more. I don't think you need to have 12% of your portfolio in like things like Pendle. I don't think you need to have 11% in things like D-Bridge. I think you need to have slightly more coins, slightly less allocations, and have a more diversified portfolio.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Again, none of this is financial advice. You do what you want. We're just giving you our opinions as people. You know, maybe you're right and we're wrong, but our opinion is that maybe this is a little bit too risky.
Okay, for sure.
Mano, just quickly, while we've got you, how has your front runner's experience been?
For me, it has been excellent. For my girlfriend, not too much, because the difference of the hour, before I joined Front Runners, I was watching the show, and then I quit. I see some like Twitters or something. But now it's 24/7 because when I am sleeping, then run. Hey, Banter, good morning. So, oh, no, wait. I have to be a little bit more to see what run have to be in the first time in the morning of that. And here is 1 a.m., 12 in the night.
You know, I see you, bro. You know what I see? I see degen, obsessed degen. Bro, take it from someone who was a degen. Diversify your risk. Okay. Make less money. But make safe money and survive. Like just do that.
Okay. Okay.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, cool. We're gonna go into a couple of others. I see Thomas is here. Thomas, let's try and find your portfolio, sir. How are you, sir?
Hi, thanks. Great.
Great. Okay, I see your portfolio in front of me. All right, 99% of your another DGEN. Support me financially due to health issues. You want to take 7 out of 10 risk and you want to hold it for another one and a half years, right?
That's right.
Okay. Look, I'm going to say again, 99% of your investable portfolio in crypto, you are a degen. I think that's very scary. I think that's very, very, very scary, bro. I don't think that anyone should put all their investable assets into crypto. I think as much as I love crypto, crypto represents for me, and I'm in it every day, 30% of my investment wealth. And that's, I'm in it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, let's go into your portfolio. So, okay, I see we haven't labeled the L1s and the L2s and everything else here, but let's just look at it, guys. Any comments at face value here?
I think having exposure into a single L1 might be a bit tricky because we all know that it's not going to be only one L1 succeeding. So having multiple, like 2 or 3 L1s might be a good idea. I only see Sui in there, right?
Only Sui, yeah. I think you need to spread that risk. You need to spread that risk. So again, I think, you know, 10% into BitTensor is untested technology. And you're putting 10% of your investment into BitTensor. Now, it may work and you may be right, but it also may collapse and you may be wrong. I would like to see some Solana here. I'd like to see some Bitcoin in this portfolio. I'd like to see you spread your risk a little bit. Remember, we're in this to keep money, not make money. We're in this because we want to keep our money, not make mm-hmm. money.
I think the most like the biggest problem was more than that BitTensor performed so well while others, because I started in March, May, so everything was really high. Then I invested. And that's why when you scroll down, I have like 0.whatever%. So I've never, or I rarely switched into like other coins. So like the main question here is like, what would you do with all these low performing tokens like that? Cut them. I mean, with hefty losses, for example, from $1,000 to $30 or something like this. Like take out the $30 and then invest in something else.
Remember, the market doesn't have a memory. It doesn't remember what price you bought your tokens at. It doesn't care what price you bought your tokens at. So now you need to fix your portfolio. You have a lot of coins, which means that you are emotionally attached to a lot of shit. I've got to be honest. Like you know, a lot of you're attached to a lot of stuff here. Number one, pity we didn't break this portfolio up into memes and stuff like that. You don't have enough L1 exposure, in my opinion. You don't have enough L1 exposure. One L1 is irresponsible, I think. You have too much in Betenzo. There's a thing called rebalancing. You should be rebalancing your portfolio every quarter. Rebalance your portfolio, right? And make sure that your portfolio skim off the top with your winners. Yeah, guys, is there anything else that sticks out here? I see some old names here, Veracity Protocol. I haven't seen those guys for a while.
It's a big thing in Germany, you know. That's why I started, and it was really like plus 100%, and then like May, June, and then everything tanked, and I didn't manage to go out early enough, and then like I was thinking, it will come up again in the bull run, so I just wait, but maybe that's not the right strategy.
Okay. What else are you guys seeing here?
I just see a lot of random names. Like, I was in the same place, and then, you know, I basically made sure that I have to rebalance my portfolio. For example, you've got Optimism 5%, Arbitrum 3.5%, like these things as well. Small, but yes.
You have a lot of exposure to ETH L2s. You got 8% of your portfolio in high value ETH L2s. Bro.
Yeah, I just haven't rebalanced. I think that's the issue. So I really should start with it and find a way out. And also, what do you think about Navi protocol, like the SUI, what is it, finance, whatever?
Yeah, I quite like Navi. But it like when I got into Navi, it was like sort of the only game in town in SUI. And now it seems like Scallop as well is taking a lot of ground in the money markets in SUI, so borrowing and lending protocol. I would maybe split that, maybe not split that back specifically, but I would try to get exposure to both Scallop and Navi if you want to bet on borrowing and lending on SUI.
Okay.
I think that you should clean up this portfolio. I think you should reduce it to 20 coins, 25 coins maximum. I think that you should cut out all these rats and mice and except the small meme coins, because meme coins can explode, obviously, right? And I think you need to cut emotionally, right? You're holding a lot of stuff here because you're holding it. You know, that's like you're holding it. Hold your winners. Always ask yourself a question. If I was starting this portfolio today, would this be where I put my money? When I look at this portfolio, I can tell you the answer is no, right? I know if you were starting a portfolio today, this is not what your portfolio would look like.
Yeah, that's right. So I really was just like, it was just maybe the error that everybody can learn from. Don't stick to your losers, but rebalance and not being afraid of taking losses.
Yes. All right, brother, let's leave it there because I think you've got some work to do on the portfolio. And we'll obviously do this again. So you can, you know, bring it to us again when the portfolio scheme will be here for you guys. We definitely have for you. Yeah, I see we've got some guy here in the chat from Malstroy. Can we block him? This guy in the chat, this admin token Malstroy. Can we get rid of him in the chat? Dispose of the garbage. Dispose of the garbage. All right, who haven't we done yet? We've got David of the World. I see David is waving here, bro. David of the World is here.
Hey, Ran.
Where are you from, guys?
From Munich and London. I'm back in the UK at the moment, looking after my mum. I live in Munich.
All right, so roughly one third of your investment funds. Amazing. I got a response. Finally, we get a responsible guy on the line today. What is the objective? To make enough money to reinvest in the bear market, then to have enough money to follow the bull market. Okay, my mother's care to help out locals who have less than me. This is really good. You wouldn't take 8 out of 10 risks. You may need to pay some taxes, 10%. What is your investment time horizon? I round trip last time. I aim to retain 0.5 Bitcoin and sell the rest completely. Okay, cool. So, let's look at your portfolio. 42% Bitcoin, 9% Sol, 4.5% Injective, 3% ETH. Aptos, your L1 exposure is about 60%. You've got a little bit of AI. You've got DBridge with the bridge. You've got some gaming. You've got some real-world assets. Listen, when I look at this portfolio at face value, great fucking portfolio. Got to be honest. Like, great fucking portfolio. Now, what would I do personally? Again, I think you're maybe a little bit overexposed to Bitcoin for this part of the bull market. Okay. Again,
I'm taking notes.
It can be, having 42% of your portfolio in Bitcoin may be a little bit conservative, but that's up to you. I'm going to drop the ball now for the rest of the researchers. What do you guys see when you look at this portfolio?
I agree. It might be a good time to take some profits from Bitcoin and move it into altcoins, as long as we didn't have the altcoin season yet. So it might be a good timing. And yeah, it's a well-diversified portfolio. I like it. Not very risky, though. But
too much in Super, 7% in one gaming token sounds a little bit aggressive for me. And I love Super, but spread that over two or three. Diversify your risk.
You know, I don't mind the 42% part, to be honest.
Okay, fair enough. There's no right or wrong here. There's no right or wrong here. Respect to what Kapoor is saying. But otherwise, I think a very, very, very nice portfolio. Like, sure. I think probably one of the best I've seen today.
Well, Ren, I can say that a lot of it is genuinely based on since I joined Frontrunners. Because if you saw this 8 months ago, it was a pile of shit. And Sheldon kept on saying, use this, you know, when it nuked and everyone lost their hair and you know, we thought it was all over. Sheldon said, use this time to rebalance. And so I did. I managed to prize these things out of my teeth somehow and rebalanced and bought some other stuff and then listened to you on Beam and on Cpool and DBridge. And little by little, it's been so useful. The only thing is I can't keep anything in stablecoins for more than 48 hours. I take some profit and then back it goes. I just can't keep it.
You know what I suggest you do? I would
take a holiday.
I would take the superposition and I would break it up. I would sell 3% and I would put 2% into something else and 1% into a small gaming play just because I'm uncomfortable with 7% in super. And then what I would do is leave this portfolio until the end of the bull market. Do not touch it. It's like, you got like an amazing, I don't know, you got an amazing portfolio. Guys, what do you think? I mean, how much better than this does it get?
I think now that
he said that he can't keep stable coins for more than 40 hours, I'm actually happy to see that much Bitcoin.
Ran, I did tell Kapoor that I do actually have like 15k in shit coins, but I was too embarrassed to tell anybody. So I mean, like in real degen stuff. So and actually, Oliver's calls have been the only ones I've made any money on. Everything else I've lost completely.
Well, do me a favor. First of all, well done to Oliver. Second of all, hold this portfolio. Just hold it.
Okay.
You know what? Okay. Give your wife the keys, bro.
No, she's very conservative. She'll sell the whole lot tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I just? I have one question. Having round trip last time and having seen things go sort of stratospheric and then through the floor, I just have this kind of nagging feeling that, you know, my portfolio is good and I've been following you guys and everything's good, and there's just this little feeling that alt season is, you know, things have changed. Things really, this time really is different. And that actually the market's too diluted and diminishing returns.
What you've just said makes me more confident than ever that alt season's about to come. Because just when you think alt season ain't coming. Anyway, listen, 42% of your portfolio is in Bitcoin and 9% is in Solana. I mean, what more do you want, bro?
I know.
Yeah, I think this is a great portfolio. If you want to add anything, add in some trading, add in a trading protocol. I don't see any trading protocols.
I don't know how to trade, Ren.
Add in a trading protocol. Add in a.
I see what you mean. Radium, okay. Yeah.
Add in a Jupiter. Yeah. Add in a Drift. Okay. Add in a something to do with trading. Yeah, I don't see it here. But I think this is a great portfolio. I think this is a great portfolio. I've got to be honest.
Okay, very last thing, Twickenham, 18th November, 5 minutes to go, South Africa 21, England 19, and they have a penalty. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay. Okay. Well, look, I must say, let it play out and see what happens. Let it play out and see what happens. All right. I see there's okay, one man. More. So listen, cool. Much love, brother. Much
Take
love.
Care. Take care. Thanks, guys.
Cool. I'd see we've got his name is John de la X. Hello, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, man. Okay. So this is 20% of your investment portfolio. You're willing to take a 6 to 8 risk. You don't need any cash and you've got 6 months to 8 years. That investment horizon is a little bit scary. Like, 6 months to 8 years, like how long do you need? When will you need this? When do you want to cash out this portfolio?
I got into crypto maybe a month ago.
Okay.
And
okay, so
I've been doing it myself, and then I joined your thing, and I've been learning how to do it. So I don't know.
Okay, so how long do you think how long do you want to hold this portfolio for? John, can you hear us?
I think we lost him.
Oh no! Let's give him. Let me try.
I would like to make a lot of money during the bull season and take it all out, and then during the bear season, figure out which ones would to get back into.
Okay, so it's about 8. If everything works okay, about an 18-month time horizon. So look. I'm looking at your portfolio. The first thing about a portfolio is I like to have 15 to 20 coins in a portfolio. I think that the concept of diversification says that you should be in a position where if any token collapses, you are diversified. And diversification from all the studies that have been done, specifically around stocks, is around 15 stocks equals diversification. In crypto, maybe slightly more, so maybe 20. I don't like to see more than 20 token, less than 20 tokens in a portfolio, because that tells me that you're not distributed enough. Your risk is too concentrated. So, like, if I look at your Solana risk, we all love Solana, but if something happens to Solana, 66%, 70%, 80% of your portfolio, 86%, bro, 86% of your portfolio is all in Solana, 86%.
I know, as much as we like Solana, it's too much.
I know a guy who had a lot of money, and he had 70% or 60% of his portfolio was in a token called Luna. And Luna collapsed. And I know how much pain that guy felt when Luna actually collapsed. And that guy promised me that he would never, ever, 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 ever be in a position again where he concentrates all his risk into one ecosystem. You have 80% of your portfolio in Solana, bro. That's scary for me. Get some Bitcoin. Get some Sui. Spread your money around, bro. I don't like this 80% into Solana. Yeah, I think you also don't have enough narratives. You don't have gaming. You don't have the gaming narrative. You have one RWA play. 8% of your portfolio is in one token. Scary, bro. Scary, scary, scary. Yeah, I think the first thing, when I look at this portfolio, diversify, 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 diversify. Guys, any feedback on your side?
Yeah, I agree. But also, you said you were only in crypto for a month. So, yeah, I think it's a good starting point. But keep that in mind that you'll probably want to diversify more further down the line.
Yeah, what you did with Solana ecosystem, you can do with the whole space. So not only pick a DEX. For Solana, you can choose from multiple chains. You can do the same with RWAs, memes, gaming. So this is like a Solana-focused portfolio, which is not bad for a Solana ecosystem, but you have to do it more to cover more ecosystems.
Mm. All right. So yeah, let's leave it at that, because I think we need to we can give you better commentary when we see a more diversified portfolio. But I think step one. Diversify a little bit, get a little bit out of Solana, add some Bitcoin, add some, you choose which ecosystems you want to get into. But yeah, this is all in on Sol. And look, I think Sol is going to win. I think Sol is going to win, bro. But I just, in case it doesn't, I don't want to see you losing 85% of your wealth.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, brother. Good luck on the journey, and we'll be here for you if you need us.
Will do. See ya.
Cool, guys. All right. And to my researchers, listen, guys, thank you for it. I know it's Sunday. Much love to you guys for your time and your commitment and your effort. and everything that you guys do for front runners. Yeah, and I think to the community, to the front runners community, we love you guys. We'll do this whenever you guys need us. If you want to join front runners, we're all in front runners all the time. There's a link over here. Smash it. Join us. If you don't like it, leave after a month. It's all good. You'll get your money back. We'll have some fun together. Someone says they have 165 coins in their portfolio. That's crazy. Look, again, nothing today was financial advice, and I really hope that what you guys saw was how we think about structuring portfolios. You know, there's no right or wrong. I guess you want to be diversified. You want to ask the questions that we spoke about, which is these questions over here, before you set up any portfolio. And I hope that today you learned a little bit more about how to build a portfolio. Yeah, if you did, give us video a thumbs up. And if you liked it, we'll do it again. So, yeah, guys, thank you so much. Thanks, Kapoor. Thanks, Rufla. Thanks, Chris. See you guys tomorrow. And to the Banter fam, and specifically to the front runners, sending you guys a lot of love. We'll see you guys again next time we do this. And you let us know when you want us to do this again. We'll do it for you guys. So I'll see you guys again tomorrow for the regular program. I've got a massive show for you tomorrow. I've got some good alpha that I'm bringing with tomorrow. See you guys again tomorrow. Until then, trade well, my friends.